Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan on the road again tonight. They went to Manchester Storm and it was a 6-3 victory for the Clan, keeping them on track for the Gardiner Conference title. With me on the line is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, another great night tonight, another good result.
Yeah, it was a good result. It was a battle. I mean, you got to give that Manchester team a lot of credit. They didn't give it away easy. They made us work for everything tonight, and we were able to kind of stay on the gas and find a way through.
That's it, and that's something that the team has been good at various points this season, managing to squeeze out results when they needed to.
Yeah, you know, like I said, when this team's healthy and can stay healthy, we're a force. And we're a good team, a good club, and tonight, you know, was a battle. It took everyone on that bench here to pull this one through. And, I can't give enough credit to Manchester. I thought they played an incredibly good game and kept us on our heels at times. And we were able to weather the storm and get through the penalties and get our power play going as well.
Now, when you were looking at the last five games, as things happened last week, was this the more trickier of the fixtures when you looked ahead?
I think when you looked at the way Manchester's been playing, you know, up until just the last couple of games here, this was marked on our calendar as one that was going to be a tough game, you know. On a Sunday and an early start, we knew we had to come out and probably weather the storm, which we did. And we knew that this was probably going to be the make or break your game. And that's not taking anything. We still have a lot of work with Edinburgh. You know, we certainly are not going to take that team easily, and we aren't celebrating by any means. But this one here up to this point was the one circled. We knew that this was going to be tough, and you know, we didn't really look past this weekend. We needed to get a win to make next weekend relevant.
Of course, two more goals from Matt Keith this weekend, showing again just how important a player he's been since he came back from injury.
Our captain's definitely picked it up. He's stepped up ever since he's come back from injury. We've dropped one game, a hard-fought game to Belfast at home, and after that, we've kind of got our confidence and swagger back, and obviously Pitter missed at the same time, and having him back is huge. You know, just when you take two guys like that out of your lineup, your number one and two centermen out of your lineup, it shows that it's tough to generate offense, and we couldn't do that, but once it came in, we stabilized our group, and we're going with a lot of confidence right now.
Now, you said there earlier you're not going to take anything for granted when you play Edinburgh next weekend, but do you prepare the games any differently? They're bigger games, than the games to end the season on?
No, if anything, I think you hammer down and you make sure that we're ready and we're respectful of our opponents. You know, I think it's far too easy to write teams off in this league. I've seen it in my time, and we certainly aren't going to do it here. We're going to keep our same routine. We're going to keep our same focus and do the same pregame we do for everyone here. And make sure these guys respect that opponent and make sure that we come out the right way and do things the right way.
And that was the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, there as Brayhead Clan get ready to return home from Manchester Storm after that victory tonight. Just one more regular season home game left to go as Clan take on Edinburgh Capitals. Those tickets are available now via Ticketmaster. Check out brayheadclan.com for more details on that. Those two games against Edinburgh Capitals next weekend to round off the regular season. Then we'll know just who Brayhead Clan will play in the playoffs. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty. Thank you very much for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.